You want a sheet, Ryan?
I got a new one.
Started at a turnway in northwest London, Friday, 5th November, Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, 1st of Kislev, the Dudi Rosenberg, Nisyonis of the Ovis.
The end of this week's Sedra has a production, and I use literally the word production, of deceit, trickery, deception, unparalleled in the entire Torah. Although there are other incongruencies, as when, for example, Avraham Avinu asked Tzuro to say, Imri no achosi at, present yourself as my sister. Or when, for example, Ruchel told her father that she could not rise from the camel, when he was looking for the terofim, she was using the excuse, ki derech nushim li, and therefore I'm not able to get up from this camel at this moment. Or, later on in Bereishis, when the Shvutim begged Yosef for clemency, stating, Uvichu tzivu lifnei moisoi leimoe, your father has instructed before he passed away, Uno sunu, the chet of the Shvutim, please forgive, pardon. All these are incongruent. However, a premeditated, calculated plot to pull the wool over the eyes, forgive the pun, with a costume to accompany the act, and mimicry, according to the Ramban, who said that Yaakov Avinu's voice could be made to sound like Esau's, and he was good at emulating him. And a full-fledged scheme of how to obtain the bruchas is something that beckons deep exploration. To quote, Ein amikro oimer elu dorshaini. This is something that we needed to come to terms with. Another question. At the end of Parshas Vayero, when the Eibishter said to Avraham Avinu, in the ultimate and last of his nisyonos, Kachnu es Pinchu es Yichitchu asher haftu es Yitzchok. So the plea was from the Ribbono Shel Olam to Avraham, and he said to him, Kachnu, Einu Elu Lushen Bakush, Rashi says. Ribbono Shel Olam is asking him, pleading with him, Umaloy, Babakushimcho, please amoidli bezianisoye. Stand up to this trial. Shelo Yoimni Shoinois Loihoy Buhem Mamish, that they shouldn't say that the first Nisyonos have got no tokev, have got no value, have got no credibility. So let us ponder for a moment. Why would the other nine Nisyonos be of zero value whatsoever? Just because Avraham Avinu doesn't want to slaughter his son in cold blood, therefore throwing himself into a burning furnace is of no consequence. Leaving old parents and the homeland behind and going to a place that he hasn't got a clue where he's going to means absolutely nothing. Thus, all the rest of the Nisyonos that he went through and stood up to, this doesn't count for anything. Shelo yoimri hu rishoynes lehoi b'em mamish. Nicht zu verstehen. It's a question that bothered me a long time. At this point, it's worthwhile introducing the following yesod. A person can go about his life, his Yiddish guide, by either one, keeping the letter of the law, keeping his minhugim, his hidirim, his chumras, and pursue an ethos and a customized identity in his avodas Hashem, but it would have to be congruent with his style, mindset, and his ideology. I am a big bal chesed. I am a big kanui. I am a big masmid. I am a big veteran. I'm always giving in. Or, number two, I've been brought down to this world to fulfill the Rebbein Shloim's rutzen, his will, and whatever that might be at the given moment of time. Let me explain. Chazanish quotes of Chuset Echot, and he repeated this, who was outstanding in his Achnusas Ochem. Every Friday night, Shabbos day, he would wait patiently in shul until all the Ocha Pocha had been taken care of and that they all had somewhere to stay, to eat, and to have some Shabbos. One Friday night, there was not a single guest to take home. No one. As he was sitting down at the table, empty-handed, his wife and children questioned him in dismay. How can we have a Sudas Shabbos without Ochem? So the Chazon Ish quoted the wise answer of this Udom Chucham, which he described, who said to his children, an indigent and poor man is not a Heftze de Mitzvah. If someone is hungry and needs a meal, then it's incumbent upon us, and it's a wonderful deed, to fill his stomach, that he should go out full. But if no one requires a meal, on the contrary, we should rejoice at the fact that there is a dearth of needy people. Using this short story, we can illustrate the earlier distinction. If the person was governed by his ethos, his mission, his ideology, his philosophy, then he would need guests at any cost, because he has an identity which has to be realized as Mr. Chesed. If, however, the objective is to serve the Rebbein Shloim, who wants us to care for the poor and to be Hadbeik B'midoisov, if no such a person is present, we would rejoice in their good fortune that there is, Baruch Hashem, no Aniyim. So from this point, we return to the Uvos HaKadosh. Each of them, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, had an exclusive middah in their style of Avodas Hashem. Avraham Avinu, we all know, is the pillar of Chesed. His belief in the Rebbein Shloilom, Vahemin Bashem, Vayachshevai Lo Tztuku, but here, at the point of the Akedah, the same God that abhorred child sacrifice and wrote in his Torah, Es bitchu ve es bitchu lo esavi l'moylech, is instructing Avraham Avinu, is instructing him to do just that. The same God that told him, Ki b'yitzchok yikurai l'chul zura, this will be your genealogy, this will be the progeny which is going to follow on from you, is now telling him to end that dream. At this point, Avraham could say, Ad kan, this I cannot do. It is antithetical to my very essence. So even to the level of not interpreting The Vaha'alehi Le'oilu, which was said at the point of the instruction as Shechita, but bring him up as an offering, Avraham Avinu transcended this Negiah. And he understood it to mean, no, it means bring him as a sacrifice. Or any sense of self, he broke this to pass the Nisoyan, to submit his identity and his sense of self to his Creator, whether he agree or disagree, does not come into the equation at all. Therefore, Sheloi Yoimri Hu Rishonim Loihoyu Bohem Mamish, to understand now from a completely different context that the first ones which we asked, what does it mean? The other nine have got no value, have got no tokev, have got no mashmuas. That takes on a new meaning. Yes, of course, Avraham Avinu was willing to enter and throw himself into a burning furnace by Nimrod. He was challenged on his belief. He believed in one God. Lech lechu me'artzachu mi'moladotchu mi'baisovichu. He left his family, his homeland, and his elderly parents, as he understood that this is an avoider, leaving the comfort zone to follow a command of the Rebbein Shlomim is an nisoyon that he can come to terms with. He would even fight fearlessly against four mighty kings with one servant who stands in as his army, as they were the oppressors and Lot was in danger. All makes sense. He would even do a bris milah at the age of 99 to achieve perfection. Tumim. However, submitting to contradictions is a new level. It's a zenith of negating one's sense of self. And therefore, by the Akaida, he proved beyond doubt that all the earlier nine Nisyonos that he performed were because only he was following the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will, and not just because they fell in line with his philosophy and his thinking, as the Akaida is really an act of the ultimate achzurius, killing a young man in cold blood. That is a tall order for a person who is the pillar of Chesed. Now we go to Yaakov. In this week's Seder, has also negated his very essence and self. Yaakov is the epitome of Emes. Titan Emes Leyankov. And it happens to be the Rebbein Shlomo's signature too, who's giving the bruchos, because Chesumah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Emes. In order to be Mekayim, Kibud Eng, his mother instructed him to obtain those eternal bruchas. He now realized what it means, the Ish Tom, and he has realized this title, Ish Tom Yoshev Ahulim, as Rashi describes it, Mi She Einoi Churif L'Ramois Kuritam. Someone unable to swindle altogether is called a Tam. But someone who governs his characteristics, is in control of his character, he's called an Ishtam, because he's Shoilet on the Tumimis. And this he later proved by outwitting Luvon at his own game. Now this was achieved in the Nisoyan. That was to prepare him and his progeny for generations later of Sonam, schemers, swindlers, plotters, blood libels, creators of deceptive adversaries of the Jewish nation in the future, because we know the klal of the whole of Sefer Bereishis, Ma'ase Uvois, Simen Levunim. So therefore, Yaakov entered his father's room in trepidation of having to say those words, Unoichi Esav Bechoyrecho, however you want to touch it. The Medrash recounts that he did so with tears in his eyes, choking on his inner conflict. Ila yimishayni uvi, as they touch, halavai, Yimishayni Uvi. Maybe I'll be fortunate enough that the game is up and that he'll find me out and I will not have to go through with this act of deception. As we say, the word Ilai and Pen, to understand that Ilai Yucho is Amuni Ve'evyon Halavai Yimishayni Uvi. So that was Yaakov's Nesoy. Which leaves us with Yitzchok, the least celebrated of the three Uvois in our winter seders, occupies very, very small space. What was his middah? Gevura. What actually is Gevura? To define a translation, we could use the word strength or uncompromising. The Chidur in his elucidation of the Hakufas on Simchas Torah defines Gevura along those lines. So, in the short passages describing Yitzchok's journeys this week, let us explore his response, firstly, to the abduction of his wife, Rivko, by Avimelech, who berated him for this indiscretion. He says, Mazoi susi sulonu. What have you done to us? Says Avimelech. Don't you know? Kimat shuchav achadu omes ishtecho. What have you done to us? Yitzchok's response, nothing. Yitzchok works diligently in the land, reaping hundredfold, as the Pusik says, Mayu Sha'urim. He makes money hand over foot. Ad Kigudol Mo'oid, he reached a pinnacle of commercial success. And for this grave sin of being successful, all the wells of fresh water are sealed and ruined, filled with earth by envious, coveting Pelishtim. Avimelech accosts him again for the heinous iniquity of success. Lech me'imonu ki utzamtu mimeni mo'oid. Loosely translates in English, get out of here. You become too rich and too successful. What does Yitzchok answer? Nothing. He simply leaves town to neighboring Nachal Geror and tries to relocate the original wells of his father and to make them function again. Now, the wells are open. Yet again, the herdsmen of Geror claim the water belongs to them, Lonu Hamai. Once, Esek, twice, Sitno, three times, Rechoivois. What does Yitzchok say to this? Again, nothing. Finally, after his ignominious rejection, Avimelech pursues Yitzchok with his entourage, stating, "Ha, ruoy ruini ki hoyu Hashem imuchem. We notice that the Rebbein Shlolem has been with you, God has your side. Namely, in English, we see you made a few bob, huh? You're successful again. Despite our attempts to destroy you. So you know what? I've got a good idea," says Avimelech. "Let's make peace and covenant too." Guess what Yitzchok does now? He makes them a slap-up feast, wines and dines them, and he sends them away in peace. Now, if we are to reflect, the man symbolizing gvuro, strength, uncompromising standards, you would have thought he would stand up against these rogues and retort, "You guys have lost the plot. What is right And what is wrong? I made my money in Gerar legitimately. I came as a citizen and I paid my taxes. And you, King Avimelech, instead of looking after matters of state and ruling your people, maintaining law and order, spend your days as a voyeur on other people's hotel windows. You accuse the victim, you violate the rights of well diggers repeatedly, with ultimate brazen hypocrisy, in case you think there might be some financial benefit for you. You wish to re-establish peace treaties which you have breached. But no. Yitzchok, the man of Gevura, not only doesn't he challenge, but he serves them a lavish feast. Hence, what the Uvas HaKdoshim have shown us consistently is that to fulfill the Rabbeinu Shloilem's Rutzen and his will may lend itself to behaving antithetically to one's very essence. The Avi HaChesed, who risked his life to save a wayward nephew and run to serve tongue and mustard to three Arabs, 3 agonizing days after he's disabled by an operation, will nonetheless put a knife to his son's throat if that is what the moment calls. Because he is serving the Eibishter and not his doctrine nor his philosophy of life. The Yoishev Oholim, who has MS coursing through the blood of his veins, will embrace deception and trickery if that is the mitzvah's hayoy. And similarly, the uncompromising, rigid Baal HaGvuro employs a gentle and submissive stand if that too is the Rutzen Hashem. There's a story of Rab Zindel Kreuze, who was, Rab Chaim Brim said about him that the world stands on the merits of 2 people. Rab Chaim Kanievsky was one, and Rab Zindel Kreuze was the other. A alte Yerushalayim tzaddik. For 70 years, he never missed davening shachris with the nets. When he was over 80 years old, and he was walking with his grandson over the rickety cobblestones of the Ungarische Hase in Mayeshur, in the wee hours of the morning, he slipped and he fell. His Einikel, who was supporting him, seeing his Zayde on the ground, screamed for help when Atzula promptly came. They feared the worst, but he was only lightly grazed and bruised. Reb Zindel dusted himself down and continued on towards shul. His grandson then remarks, "Zayde, am er mit sich zujoggen, kämen noch chappen de Netzmini. If we'll hurry up and rush a little, then we'll still catch the Netzmini on time." Reb Zindel calmly replied, "Nein. Heint et men davenen a bissele später. Today we'll daven just a little bit later. Zum davenen joggt men sich nicht. You don't go towards davening in a rush. Period." Following morning, Reb Zindel carried on davening nets, and so he continued daily for the rest of his life. The story is a profound message along the same theme. At this stage of his life, he would have probably desired to maintain the record of never missing a netz in over 60 years. But then he would have been serving his record. Instead, he chose to serve the Rabbeinu Shlomo, saying, and exclaiming, Zum Davenen jogt man sich nicht. We do not rush towards Tfilah. Thereby illustrating sterling priorities. It's customary to end with a story. Well, this is how many Gesul, man, the story. And the last one didn't count, because that was to illustrate the theme. But this one has also got relevance to our Sedras too. So there was a rather simple alte Buche in Ger, who turned to the Hantike Ger Rebbe when he was already 30 years of age, in frustration. He came into the Rebbe and he says, I'm over 30 years old. The Rebbe, Otachich HaKodesh, you can see. So, the Rebbe knows where my Sivik is and who is my Shidduch. Why do I have to spend so long in agony and anxiety? Why can't the Rebbe just tell me where to go? Furahim, this is the name of the family. This is the girl in question. Mazel Tov. So the Rebbe, to this rather simple young man, responded. In these sedras, our winter sedras, our forefathers are involved in Shidduchim. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, was simply told by his master where not to go. And he indicated the direction of Ki el Atzi ve'el Muladati Teilech. Go towards my homeland. And there, Velukach to Ishu Livni Le Yitzchok. With this very clear guideline, Eliezer merited Kvitas HaDerech, got there in a day, sat down next to a well, as the sun was setting, and guess what? There was a Mazel Tov on the same day, and the Shidduch was concluded. In contrast, in this week's Sedra, Yaakov is sent away by Rivko and Yitzchak with the instruction, Kum, lech, padenu, arom. Get up and run to Padan Arom. Where? Beis besiel avi imecho. You got Uncle Besuel there. And go to his house. And in case that's not clear enough, v'kach lecho mishom ishu mibnois luvon achi imecho. Your designated wives are Luvon's daughters. Clear enough? What was the outcome, said the Rebbe, of that 7 tough, bitter years, only to be deceived after the 7, and then another 7 bitter years of hardship, exploitation, sleepless nights? So, said the Rebbe with a smile, it's not always the best idea to divulge a name, address, and the postcode of your bashert. That's luch. Thank you.